Hello, and welcome back to The Ruben Show, the Ruben podcast, brought to you by N. Okay, so I better start booking these gigs for real, so I can talk to you about something more than this pretentious-ass waffle. But thank you so much for subscribing, for tuning in to this podisode. It's a cute little word that we invented together in our last podcast episode. So to speak. So, a creative career is so magical and wonderful because you have no idea where it can go and where you can end up. Of course, in my last podisode, I did explain that. Or throughout this series, I've been explaining that I do want to commit hard to my artistry and really go for things. And I want to see awards on my mantelpieces. And I want to be in that exclusive clique of elite artists, goodness. That makes it sound more pretentious than it is. But, you know, I want to be known as Ruben Witter, Oscar winner, Ruben Witter, Golden Globe winner, Ruben Witter, BAFTA winner. You know, I want to commit hard to my artistry and be rewarded heavily for it, be decorated for it. There's nothing wrong with that. Name one athlete who doesn't want to go to the Olympics and name one Olympian who doesn't want gold. So, yeah. But with that comes the sense of expectations now. It may not be a secret that lots of people throughout my life did not necessarily see it for me. Or maybe they did, but they just weren't too interested, or they thought it was a passing phase or something similar to that. But being the underdog rather than being a highly polished private school educated, drama school educated, heck, even degree level educated person, and having that much pressure to do excellent. You know, I often think about the amount of people who have gone to supposed drama schools and universities. And if I could go back in time, of course I would have done both of those things. And I'm going back to uni, but I might study like chemistry or computer science or some other science or something. Because, well, if I go back now to study drama, well, it's like I've kind of done it, so I can't. So it's like, I mean, it'd be an easy-ass degree, but then it's like, would I really want to spend 3 years of my life in all that debt just to, like, anyway. So as haphazard as my life may have been up until this point, there's a certain magic in being an underdog, in being slightly rough on the edges, in being that hidden gem that can blow everyone away at a moment's notice. Then again, it goes back to what kind of actor you want to be. Sometimes there's a definite sense of insert actor in this slot here, and sometimes there's a definite sense of, wow, did you see his film? Iconic. In an ideal world, you want to be both, yet when you get some traction and a decent filmography, people will be looking towards you for your work. Personally, I love how I can bend my artistry into film, TV, theatre, social media, audio, books, voiceover, lots of different things. And for certain artists, you do expect a lot from them. For certain artists, they peak almost immediately, and for certain artists you just appreciate them for what they do. Yet With artists that I see in the mainstream at this moment in time, things seem very much expected. Who am I to say any of these things, of course? But things seem very much. Oh, of course. That makes sense. I see you. That's what you give. And of course, you'd see things that go outside of the cookie cutter, so got a kind of genres as you go more into the indie scene than the mainstream scene. Yeah, there was a definite point in time where things in the mainstream were like, what? Like, you know what I mean? And people are really tapping into their artistry and going this way and that way. We're all people, we're all human beings. Yeah, of every generation that comes through, of course there's going to be people with range, right? With, yeah, this is what works today, but let me try this for tomorrow. Those kinds of people, right? Maybe the next wave is coming, who knows? But I want to be part of that wave. I definitely do. And being so diverse is a blessing because then heck like you can always get a gig, right? I mean, growing up in poverty and living beyond broke, I never want to feel this way again. Honestly and truly, like if film's not working out, then I'll bump over to television. If television's not working out, then hey, I got some audiobooks being produced. If audiobooks don't work out, then at least I'm good in print. If print doesn't work out, then then maybe you've got this podcast here. But for me, it's important to diversify yourself as an artist, not only to stave off any kind of fatigue, but to also keep the tools sharp. You know what I mean? You might be only as good as your last film, but if your last film tanked in the box office in terms of critics or it just is or just in terms of the project itself, then unfortunately you can be pretty stuck. The same in TV. I'd love to have the opportunity to bounce from show to show, to network to network. But goodness me, you lock yourself into certain things. Perhaps things which may pass by. Goodness. I think with television, that's my only fear. Yeah, I'd love to do TV, of course. And I can easily be on the show for like 10 years plus if it's a good show. Good show, old boy, good show. But of course I'm well. When a minute maybe then I'll be able to talk about that properly. But in a creative career, there's always a sense of what's next, which A makes it incredibly taxing to live in the moment. Because for whatever which reason, even if you're signed on for a TV show for X amount of seasons, if something hits the fan, it gets pulled out. It gets pulled out from under you. Then where are you? I mean, the main reason why I'm where I am today is because of A, maybe a lack of momentum, but B, definitely because certain projects that I was supposed to be involved in lost funding at the very last minute. Mix-ups in casting as well, thinking that you are the top pick, yet for whichever reason, there's a discrepancy between the casting director and the producer and all those kind of things. Maybe all of what I've been through has been some kind of training so that it industrialized me for what's gonna happen ahead. Cause hey, I've heard of big budget movies just being cancelled out of nowhere. So I guess if this student short film gets cancelled out of nowhere, then it's like proportional to where I am right now, etc, etc, etc. And going on the trails of what's next. Goodness. Of course you have to sort of audition for roles and book roles and line yourself up in terms of what can come next. Because hey, if I hear of this amazing ethereal sci-fi space opera being cast in 2 years' time, then I'm going to try to get myself in line for that. Yet if productions keep on getting cancelled left, right and centre, then it looks like that I'm not working. It looks like that I'm not putting myself out there when I am. But hell, you can't print off receipts of emails and send them to agents and to tell them that you're trying. You know, you have to present yourself through your work. It's so exciting, but challenging. And this challenge isn't for everyone, it's not, but I know that I'm up to it. I have to do it. It's the only thing that I can do now. There is no plan B. There can't be a plan B. I feel like I'm in plan B right now. Like, legit. But plan B is so perplexing because, oh goodness me, why is it so, to me, maybe it's just my spirit, my personality or something, but it seems like it's so simple to be in the creative world than it is to be in the 9-to-5 world. Or, because outside of this, if I had a job in a cinema where I could, you know, be in charge of what films are released and put on film festivals and parties and things, that'd be amazing. Honestly and truly. Or maybe in some kind of music store. Or maybe in some cushy little office job. Definitely. But to get all those kinds of jobs, you need years of experience, a degree, and references going all the way back to nursery school. It's like, dang, I just didn't have that. Whereas in the creative world, heck, if your name is in, then you're in. You just need to build yourself. Yet, I don't too much hear of anyone working at one office for 3 months, one other office for a week, and then they'll do some admin work over here for a month, and then they'll compile all their jobs together, then present themselves for this one job, and then they'll do that 10 times, and then compile themselves up for another job. I didn't necessarily hear that. So maybe this is just the sort of lifestyle that is suited towards me, I guess. Strange. I mean, you'd think that would be easier to get you can walk outside and see how many a business. Like, there are more coffee shops than theatres that exist in any major city, I think. Then again, any place can be your stage. It truly can be. References all the way back to nursery school. Relationships are definitely important. Definitely important. And I'd love to be able to maintain those relationships. I need to get those relationships first, though. Maybe I have missed out on something by not going to university straight away. Namely, a sense of stability. Of course, with what I just mentioned, I'm trying to find a sense of stability, consistency, and momentum in an industry where there is inherently none. Like, you can be booking films left, right, and centre, but as I just said, one misstep and then that can set you back for sometimes a lifetime. But if you're sailing from one island to the next, will you ever learn how to swim? If you're driven from place to place, do you need to drive for yourself? Ever? If someone, if you jump on someone else's back and they carry you from A to B to X, Y, and Z, will you ever learn to walk for yourself? Of course, you can do all those things within the safety of an institution, rather than in the real world. Goodness me, I've had enough of Miss Real World, Miss Thing. Take me all the way back. You know what I mean? But one reason why I fell out of the loop in the first place was a sense of expectation. I think when I studied linguistics. Goodness me. Oh gosh, can I say anything about sounding pretentious? But I think in the linguistics classes, I think that I found people who I meshed with more. Yeah, I always found people outside. It was always people outside my course who I found who I had the most fun times with. You know what I mean? It's great for finding people who are exactly like you. But if you're like, if you're like me, when when you didn't know if tomorrow will lead you to lead you 10 steps backwards, or fast track you to your dreams, then goodness, good luck to you is all I can say. Sink, swim, or fly. Goodness. Goodness, goodness, goodness. And let me be very clear, you can find any sense of accomplishment in anything which you do. But for me, it's also quite scary when I see people who are the same age as I am, and it's like they're done. They're finished. Not that they've peaked, because, well, I don't know, but I guess we're not even halfway through our lives. This, in the grand scheme of things, I'm a teenager at the age of 24. But, like, goodness me. Whenever I hear anyone, then again, maybe it's just, I just haven't found the right people yet. Should life be one constant party, or should you settle down sometimes? The way in which I've lived life, I can't see myself settling anytime soon, let alone in a career that does not necessarily allow me to settle well beyond I've established myself for real, for real. You know? Gosh. But life is what you make it. Isn't it? Or is there so much more that we may never know? I read online somewhere that we may only get to see probably 10% of the world at the most in our entire lives. Goodness. But I guarantee you that you'll never ever get anywhere near that number, having feel like you've done it. The worst thing about my life is that I'm always looking for the next step. But the best thing about my life is that I'm always looking for the next step. Like, what's next? It's as challenging as it is exciting. And I look forward to whatever the heck the world wants to throw at me next. So I'm still alive, baby. Still alive. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podisode of The Ruben Show, The Ruben Podcast, brought to you by N. Follow me on all social platforms at Ruben Witter, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, SoundCloud. Thank you so much. And see you next time. Hear you next time. Speak to you next time. Bye.